Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So this is what we're going to do on the show. We're going to rank who we think had the Mount Rushmore, the four biggest names of 2024. I will go first on this because I think it's a no-brainer. I don't really know how anyone else, we could just fill in everyone else's because I don't know how anyone else could even debate this. And I actually put my Mount Rushmore, who had the biggest years, in order, actually, from like the fourth biggest year to the biggest and best year. And if you want to text in your Mount Rushmore, who you think had the four biggest years or the four biggest names of 2024, you can text us at 314-531-9898. Coming in at number four, Chapel Roan. I don't think anyone knew who she was last year. And just
I saw her 3 years ago.
Took off. Like, huge, huge year for her. Hater or lover, I think 2024, fourth biggest person of the year.
Lover music, hater personality.
Yep.
Coming in at number three is Sabrina Carpenter for me.
Three?
I think the other two are no-brainers. Can't even argue it, debate it. And I think Sabrina Carpenter, just, again, awesome year. Number two, cannot argue it, cannot debate it. Biggest career year, maybe, than anyone else, other than Taylor Swift, and I feel like she could be on the year every year, is Kendrick Lamar. Biggest song on the planet, made the most money of any song.
Kevin crossed my mind.
Kevin's like, hell yeah.
Beat Drake.
He's not like us.
Kevin's favorite song. And this dude is playing the Super Bowl. Like, career-wise, Kendrick Lamar couldn't have had a bigger year. Super Bowl's the most
not
coveted.
Over Sabrina Carpenter.
I couldn't care less about him.
That's you guys, but you can't argue that the guy's playing the Super Bowl.
Not over Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter wasn't even mentioned for the Super Bowl.
So? She still was mentioned. She literally came from ground up in 1 year. Kendrick Lamar's always been on people's radars.
Guy battled
about
Drake.
About time he's made it to the damn Super Bowl. He's probably been trying for 15 years straight.
Biggest song of the year. Don't think you can argue the biggest career came from Kendrick Lamar. This is number one in 2024. I think it comes full circle. Like, when you talk about this person had an awesome year, nominated for Oscars, nominated for Emmys, so both sides of their acting career. Then, on top of it, has huge financial success in the business side of things, and then tops the year off, rubbing it in our faces, eating Taco Bell, and getting engaged, Selena Gomez.
Biggest, I thought you were going to say Ariana Grande.
No.
Yeah.
I think
Taylor Swift isn't on your list?
I didn't think. I just felt like Taylor Swift
owned last year,
and she could be on it for every year.
Taylor Swift is Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. Right. And so I felt like if you were going to, like, 2023, would you have given it to Taylor? And so I put Chapel Roan, Sabrina Carpenter, Kendrick Lamar, Selena Gomez. AB, who do you have?
Okay, so I had Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I also had Sabrina Carpenter, obviously. But I also had Ariana Grande.
I think that's fair.
Who I predicted at this time last year would be like one of the top people of this year. And I got that right.
Very
just
true.
With everything Wicked.
I was surprised.
It's Wicked.
When you said that, the only thing I thought about with her is she's not well liked. And
but
I think this movie changed it a little bit.
Yeah. It even changed it for me. I didn't really like her as a person before, but then I saw the movie and I'm like, well, she's talented, so I don't really care.
I just think even if you don't like her, like, I'm not a fan of Ariana Grande, but she's everywhere. I mean, she still is in every store, every TV, like, just everywhere. You can't escape her. She's so big.
And then my fourth one, I can't not say this, Charlie XCX.
Yeah, oh, Brett Summer.
Brett Summer, obviously.
What the hell? Yeah,
not Mount Rushmore worthy, but it was Brett Summer for a lot of people, including AB.
Yes.
All right, Hannah, who do you have that's different? So you had Sabrina Carpenter.
I had Sabrina Carpenter, and then my other three are different. You guys are going to think I'm whack, but I think all around, these people did have big years. First being Megan Maroney. I think she's gained so much popularity.
Who?
The country singer. She's a country singer, and I think a lot of young women really geared towards her. Her music gained a lot of popularity. She had a lot of, like, viral TikTok
moments.
Yeah,
I know, like, one song.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting pick for the win the year, all right?
Dancing with the Stars. I know that's not necessarily a person, but I think the entire show gained so much fame, and I think it will continue to be super popular. I mean, it took
continue,
over all
of... Continue, it's like 50th season.
I know, no, but this like revamped it.
You haven't... broke records.
Yeah, it didn't have the most ratings it's ever had.
Every single episode kept breaking the record before it.
I just don't even remember who won it.
Joey, obviously.
Yeah,
he's so cute.
Joey and Jenna. Okay, my last one, you guys are definitely going to freak out. I think who had a really big year was Barstool Podcast. I think those really blew up. Dave Portnoy, Brianna Chicken Fry, they've got so much love, hate, cancellation, brought back, canceled again, just super popular. Everybody's super invested in their drama and in their business.
The last year it will be popular.
Yep,
like that.
I agree too.
Yeah.
You don't think it'll be continuing? I think Barstool
one of their biggest podcasts is. They already announced their ending.
Yeah, so
I just feel like those guys, they know what they're doing. They run a good business. I do think that's a good pick. I actually do think it really got put on the map. They run a good, I think it'll be around.
Yeah. So mine, Sabrina, obviously is on there. Shaboozy. Hello.
Shaboozy's a good pick, yeah.
He's crossing generations and
great,
everything. You
great
know? I mean,
pick.
Genres and everything.
Yeah, that was arguably one of the biggest songs too, like Kendrick, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
With Deadpool.
I thought about him, yeah.
He brought Marvel back with Deadpool.
Good pick.
And like it or not, he was Time's Man of the Year. Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He had a year.
Yeah, good call.
He had a year.
That was interesting.
Good, bad, ugly, all of it.
Who would be on yours?